Bumper stickers are a perennial fixture of an election year. Barack Obama has 15 different ones for sale on his campaign website. John McCain has 8. There's Latinos for Obama, GLBT for Obama, that's gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, Asian American Pacific Islanders for Obama, and there's John McCain for president and veterans for McCain. This diverse list begs the question, do bumper stickers just express someone's support for one candidate or another? Bruce Newman is professor of marketing in the Kelstadt Graduate School of Business at DePaul University in Chicago and editor-in-chief of the Journal of Political Marketing. Thanks very much for being with us, Professor Newman.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Scott.
To put you into a maybe difficult position for a moment analytically, but the whole, forgive the expression, diversity of choices that you have on the Obama side for bumper stickers, mothers, African-Americans, Obama 08 written in Hebrew. Now, you have all of this niche marketing for a candidate who says there aren't red states and blue states, but just the United States.
Well, I mean, what we see happening in this campaign, and it's really a part of a paradigm shift that's taking place in politics in the U.S., and the idea that a candidate can create a social stereotype for oneself, in effect to manufacture an image through the association of the candidate with different social groups in society. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know the whole essence of the campaign that Obama has run is to represent someone who's going to bring very divergent groups of people together.
Let me ask you about Senator McCain's bumper stickers. They seem to be a little more traditional. They use words like leadership, integrity, honor, experience.
Well, I think what you see with the McCain bumper stickers is an effect and extension of the strategy of the McCain organization. You know, McCain is running on a mantle of leadership and experience and consistency as a person.
Do you think that now people are being asked to pay for bumper stickers? It changes the relationship they have with a bumper sticker. It makes acquiring that bumper sticker just a little more significant one way or another.
Yes, I think it does. You know, it's a very important part of marketing of products, and that is the attribution that the consumer makes to the product. By someone paying for the bumper sticker, it probably puts a little more psychological pressure on them to actually use it. I have to say that in many years of studying politics, it's very heartening to see my students actively engaged and caring about a political campaign for the first time in many cycles that I could remember. So, you know, if it's going to take a $3 bumper sticker to keep them enticed, I say go for it. Why not?
Bruce Newman, professor of marketing at DePaul University. And by the way, you can see some of the bumper stickers from different campaigns that are available these days in a slideshow on our website, npr.org. Bruce, thanks so much.
Scott, great talking to you.